This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Toy, can now talk.
I greet all the dignitaries who have graced this occasion. Good afternoon, Dr. Zakir Naik. I greet my fellow student. I'm a 300 level student of Mass Communication, Nasarawa State University, Kefi. My name's Adjoint Theophilus Yakubu. In the course of your sermon, Dr. Zakir Naik.
What's the name? What's the name, brother?
My name's Adjoint Theophilus Yakubu.
Yakub?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Are you a Muslim or a Christian?
I'm a Christian.
Okay, yes, brother, continue.
In the course of your sermon, you gave the concept of God in different religions, which Islam is one of them, which you say Islam believe in Tawhid, which means Islam believe in one God. And in many verses in the Quran, you see that when God is speaking, he used the pronouns of we. Even when he was creating, like in Quran chapter 95 verse 4, he said that we created man in the best design. He used that pronoun as in we. Which means that it was not only one divine being that was speaking, which means he was with other beings. You understand?
I understand your question very well. I'll give the reply. Brother Yakub.
Yes, sir.
I know Christian called Jacob. First time I'm meeting a Christian called Yakub. Half Muslim already. Inshallah, we pray to Allah to give you hidayah. He already changed from Jacob to Yakub. Now, from a false Christian to a true Christian, inshallah. Brother Yakub has asked a question that the Quran says we. The Arabic word he wanted to tell is nahnu, we. The Arabic word is nahnu, which means we. So when the Quran refers to we, doesn't it mean more than one God? So even the Quran talks about multiple gods. That's your question. Let me remind you, Brother Yakub, do you know English well?
Yes.
Do you know in English language, there are two types of plural. One is the plural of number. If there are more than one, we say we. One is the plural of respect. When the Queen of England speaks, she says we. When the royal family, have you heard the Queen of England speaking? Or the King of England, Prince King Charles?
Not at all.
He will not say I, he will say we. Even in Urdu, there is plural of number, plural of respect. When someone of the royal family, he'll not say my, he'll say hum, we. So anyone from the royal family, when they speak, in most of the languages, whether it be English, whether it be Urdu, whether it be other languages, most of the languages, there are two types of plural. One is plural of number, and the other is plural of respect. So if you have not heard the Queen of England speaking or the King of England speaking, they say we. They are one. How many King of England do you have? One. But he says we. So this is the language. If you don't know language, what can I do? The same thing in Arabic. In Arabic, when Allah says nahnu, when Allah is saying we, no Arab will say there are two gods or three gods. Because the Arab knows Arabic. Arab knows Arabic. You know English. So you should understand that this is also royal plural. Hope that answers the question.
Can I say something?
Have you understood the answer?
I understand what you're saying.
So do you understand the Quran refers to we as a royal plural, one, single, correct?
Yes, but I want to say something.
If you have a next question, no problem. First say, okay, thank you, I've understood the first answer. Then you can go to the next question. Unless you don't say understood the first question, I will not allow you to ask the next question.
I understand.
Very good, good.
But I want to...
Now you can ask the next question.
Like during the creation, when Allah is creating the earth, because...
Sorry, during the creation?
Yes, when Allah is creating the earth, he used just like we say, he used we. Like creation, it is only God that is capable of creating other things. So why didn't he use that I created man in the best design, instead of using that way, because he's the only one.
I told you the answer, yet you're asking the same answer. Why did Allah not say I? That's Allah's wish. When King Charles is speaking, sometimes he says I, sometimes he says we. That's his prerogative. Who am I to interfere? Are you God? God can call. Sometimes he calls I, sometimes he calls we. That is the beauty. Why did he do that? That's God. Correct. I'm a doctor. Correct. Sometimes people call me Sheikh Zakir. No problem. Sometimes people call me Akhi Zakir, Brother Zakir. No problem. Sometimes people call me Dr. Zakir. Oh, why don't you call him Dr. always? I have no problem. Why do you have a problem? Do you understand?
Yes.
I'm a doctor, medical doctor, and a PhD doctor, both. Correct? Now when someone calls me Sheikh Zakir, no problem. Someone calls me Akhi Zakir, no problem. Brother Zakir, no problem. So when Allah wants, sometimes he uses thee, sometimes he uses I. So what's your problem? So now you are half Muslim. Do you believe there's one God? Now do you believe there's one God?
I believe there is. God is one in being and three in person. That's what I believe because I'm a Christian.
You believe in Trinity?
Yes, sir.
Can you point out one verse in the Bible which speaks about Trinity? The Trinity doesn't exist in the Bible. Do you know that? The word Trinity doesn't exist in the Bible, but the word Trinity is there in the Quran. Do you know that? Do you know that the word Trinity doesn't exist in the Bible? You give me reference, I will agree. Tell me one place where the Bible says the word Trinity. What the Quran says.
Even though there is not the word Trinity in the Bible.
This is the problem. But you don't follow the Bible. I follow Bible.
But that doesn't
mean I follow Bible more than you. That's the reason I said, Brother Yaqub. Therefore, I said, I'm more Christian than you because I follow Bible more than what you follow.
Okay. You talk about
Tawheed. Let me educate you. Let me educate you. The Bible doesn't talk about Trinity. Quran talks. Quran says in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse number 171, Wala taqulu salasa. Don't say Trinity. Entau khairul lakum. They say, stop it. It's better for you. Quran is telling you, don't say Trinity. The word Trinity is in the Quran. Stop it. It's better for you. Quran repeats the message in Surah Maidah, chapter number 5, verse number 53. Lakat kafra ladina kalu inna lahu salisu salasa. They are doing kufr. They are blaspheming. Those who say God is three in one, Trinity.
But why is it that Tawheed is not mentioned in the Quran?
Let me finish.
Tawheed is not mentioned.
Do you want to learn about the Bible or not? You are not telling me anything. I'm a Christian, not following Bible. I'm teaching you about the Bible, no one to listen. That means you're interested in becoming a better Christian, correct? When someone is talking to you about the Bible, you want to keep. This is the problem.
Can I
that means something? You're programmed to create problem, correct?
Can I say something?
You know you cannot say.
Okay.
You cannot say because I want to educate you.
You mentioned
are saying I believe in Trinity, something which the Bible doesn't say. So how come you said you're a Christian?
You mentioned Tawheed. But can you give me one verse from the Quran that mentioned Tawheed? So that I just want to know.
Kul wallawad. Kul wallawad. Say that one verse. Surah Ikhlas. Surah Ikhlas. Chapter number 112. Verse number 1. Kul wallawad. Say that Allah one and only. What is the problem?
But you didn't mention Tawheed when you are reciting.
Yes, it is. Ahad.
No.
When?
I didn't mention the Tawheed in that verse that you caught it.
That's what I'm telling you. Kul wallahu ahad. It means Tawheed.
The word Tawheed is not in the Quran. The word Tawheed, it is not in the Quran. Can you give
it
me one verse?
It comes from the word Wahada. If I say the word Wahada is there, Wahada.
Tawheed.
Tawheed is the Arabic word coming from the root word wahada. Means believing in unification. The word wahada is there in the Quran. If you don't know Arabic words, you have heard from some Christian missionary saying, so it is not, then you're repeating. The word wahada is there in the Quran. You understand? You don't know. You don't know Arabic, that's your problem.
I'm still insisting, there is no the word
Quran. I'm telling you it is there. You know Arabic, you don't know Arabic. The word wahada is there in the Quran. Wahada is the origination of the word Tawheed, meaning to unite, to unify, to consolidate. Now coming to your question of Trinity. The one verse in the Bible which doesn't say Trinity, but some very close to Trinity, is First Epistle of John, chapter number 5, verse number 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Holy Ghost and the Word. And these three are one. First Epistle of John, chapter number 5, verse number 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Holy Ghost, and the Word. And these three are one. This is the closest. But do you know, according to the scholars of Christianity, even this verse is a fabrication. So in the Revised Standard Version, this verse, First Epistle of John, chapter number 5, verse number 7, has been removed from the Bible as a fabrication, as a concoction, as an interpolation. By whom? Not by Muslims, not by Hindus, by Thaidu scholars of the highest eminence, backed by 50 different corporate denominations. If you read the RSV Bible, Revised Standard Version of the Bible, this verse has been thrown out from the Bible. Because Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, when you are last. Jesus Christ, peace be upon, clearly mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 28. My Father is greater than I. Gospel of John, chapter number 10, verse number 29. My Father is greater than all. Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 12, verse number 28. I cast out devil with the Spirit of God. Gospel of Luke, chapter number 11, verse number 20. I with the finger of God cast out devil. Gospel of John, chapter number 5, verse number 30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. For I seek not my will, but the will of my Father. He never claimed divinity. When he was asked, which is the first of the commandment? It's mentioned in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 12, verse number 29. Shema Israelo, adnei l'hainu adnei t'chad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God.